Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning. Come on out, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, He's worthy. Come on, He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, He's worthy, yes, He is. He's worthy, yes, He is, yes, He is. We magnify Your name. We magnify Your name, oh Lord. We magnify Your name, oh God. Father, we magnify You. Father, we lift up holy hands before You. Father, we declare and decree that this is the day You have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Devil, we serve You notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. We declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, Father, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and we decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree that all the technology, all the computers, laptops, desktops, iPads, iPhones, Androids, tablets, Father, they shall work according to their function. And Father, they shall reach out and reach those for the word. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. We declare this atmosphere is pregnant with Your harvest and manifestation. Father, we declare and decree, and we count it so. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Come on now, right now, just give Him praise. Come on, just give Him praise. Come on, just take 30 seconds and give Him praise. Come on now. Woo, I know you might be going through some things, but listen, I came to declare and to decree and prophesy to you that 5785 will be your season of multiplied and abundant grace. It's going to be the season that you multiply, your grace is multiplied and found in abundance. Father, I declare and decree, oh my God, woo, that Your health increases and multiplies. Sickness and diseases are destroyed in Your body. Father, right now, I declare and decree, Lord God, woo, high glory, hey glory, that You are not bound by debt, lack, or poverty. Father, I declare and decree that prosperity and wealth is Your portion. High glory in the millions, in the billions, and in the trillions. Father, I declare and decree. Father, I count unhindered and uninterrupted harvest in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, I declare and decree. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. He teshata. Woo! I declare and decree right now, right now, right now. Woo, that, oh my God, yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being loose because of the anointing, the yoke destroying, burden loosing power of God. Father, I declare and decree right now, right now, right now, right now, high glory. Relationships are being healed. Woo, toxic relationships are being destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I destroy the leeches in their lives. Oh, my God, Father, destroy, tear down, pull down every leech, every life-sucking connection. If it's not of You, close the door, cancel it. Woo, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory in Jesus' mighty name. Father, you said above all things, you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Come on, give him glory. 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 Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Woo, my God, my God. Give him glory. Woo, in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not my opinion, but it's the Word. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm just typing this in for Instagram here. Oh, glory. This is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. 5785. Listen, we are winding. The Feast of Tabernacles is winding down. But Rosh Hashanah activated and entered us into our new season. Come on now. I want you to get this. I want you to get this. Come on now. This is your season. This is your season. 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 See, I got to get this in your spirit. That this is your season, your season, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. See, once you get that in your spirit, now all you have to do is begin to walk out what God said. Just walk out what he said. Say it again. Just walk out what he said. Can I say that one more again? Walk out what he said. Well, listen, let's go to the Word. Amen. That's for me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen. Just want to encourage you. Got a couple of more minutes. I'm going to let you get on with your Tuesday morning. But listen, I just want you to understand that this season cannot be hindered and cannot be interrupted in your life as long as you stay on task. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant or sow, and a time to pluck up or harvest that which has been planted. Listen, you are in the time of reaping what you've sown. Oh, come on now, reaping what you've sown. Psalms 102, verse 13 says, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. This is a set time. This is a moadim. This is an appointed time. And God says his appointed time is activated with favor. He says, your favor, my divine presence and influence on your life. This will be a time and season of the favor of God working and being activated in your life. Come on now. Romans chapter 5. Well, first of all, John 10:10 says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. So we're going to go to Romans chapter 5. And for time's sake, we're going to use verse 19 to 20. And I think we're going to go to, if we have time, how this connects to Joel chapter 2. Romans chapter 5, and then Joel chapter 2. Okay? And it says, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. He's talking about Adam. So by the obedience of one, come on now, someone type one. Type one, it is so. Come on now. By the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Okay? But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace did much more abound. This word grace, let's look at what it says in the Greek. It's the charis, that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, merciful kindness from God, holy influence, high glory. Woo! Thanks, benefit, recompense, and reward. Ha-ha. Now let's go to Joel chapter 2, okay? Now listen, he said that this is the season of multiplied abundant grace. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he's given you the former rain moderately. That's the beginning rains. And he will cause for you to come down the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain together at the same time in the first month. We are in what's considered the first month of God's season. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore. Now, here's the key. With grace being multiplied and abundant, restoration is activated when grace is present. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the kangaroo, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. So listen, this is going to be your season that God increases and multiplies. He's multiplying, adding to your life. I am come that you might have it more abundantly. But you have to grab hold of this word. You have to activate this word. You have to do this word. You have to hear it, hide it, and execute it. So it activates God having to prove or hasten his word to perform it. Come on now. He says, I hasten my word to perform it. Isaiah 43. Oh my God, this is a powerful word right here. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, okay? God does, he speaks the end at the beginning, and you go through the process, and because you follow his process, it's added. Come on now. Woo, come on now. It's added unto you. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get this into your spirit here. Let's see here. I see if you can see that right there. Hold on here. Let me see here. Let's see, where did I put that here? I want to show this to you. Okay. That's not the one I want to show you. this one and we'll bring this one in because it's bigger. It says 5785 will be a season of divine grace and completion. The combination of the 5 and 7 points to a time of receiving God's grace for completing cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over individuals, families, and nations. This will also be a time of renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the 8 in 5785 signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting, there'll be a supernatural breakthrough. This is what happened last season. You went through some things. You went through some challenges. You went through some wartime situation. But now there will be a supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life out of dead situations. This will also be a season that the power of your mouth will be in operation. Proverbs 18:21 says the power of death and life is in the tongue. This is a time that you must be careful what you speak. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plans for your life into the earth. This is why we got to be careful what we speak. Because you were created in God's image and after his likeness, he spoke it, then he saw it. And this will also be a season of rest and preparation. Rest doesn't mean doing nothing, but rest, the number 7, refers to divine rest, which is not inactivity, but preparation. God rested on the 7th day. This is going to be a season of rest in faith while God prepares the next phase for your life's journey. And this is why his kingdom is built upon seed time and harvest. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Whew. You will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Can I say that again? You shall prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not stop. You can't get a harvest without first sowing seed. So, sowing seed, you can use the church PayPal, use the QR code, scan it. It'll take you to the PayPal. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. The next way is by sowing the terumah. When you put it directly into the hand of the prophet, now you are activating the prophet's reward. Cash App. Sowing into my Cash App, $MD Bryant activates the power of the terumah in your life. Woo! The terumah opens the mouth of the prophet, and God honors the mouth of the prophet. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they give. Now listen. We have been asking you to sow in the denomination of the 5785 this season, okay? Father, as they give the 5785 seed, multiply it, increase it, make it abundant. Activate grace to more abound in their life. Favor to more abound in their life. Woo! Access to more abound in their life. And they'll never be the same. Devil, I serve you. Notice no weapon formed against them will prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Listen, thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Be blessed and walk in your multiplied abundant grace.